Welcome to the Sageness Podcast, Kings and Queens. I am your host. My name is Leilani. For today's minisode, we are going to be talking about the importance of not quitting. So I am, of course, going to start off this minisode with a quote. And the quote reads, "The difference between winning and losing is most often not quitting." And that quote is by Walt Disney. What I've come to learn in my life, and I learned this at a very young age, is that when you quit, you never learn what is on the other side of that hurdle, of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And never knowing the outcome of what we are trying to accomplish will, number one, will not allow us to see our experience, our full potential. And it will not allow us to understand the power that we have and the capability we have to move forward and to recover and to even thrive from the hurdles that we go through. If we never conquer our hurdles, we will never learn how powerful we truly are, right? We will never know the power within us if we are never forced or we never force ourselves or obligate ourselves to use that power. And a lot of times we find that power during the toughest times in our life, during the times we are trying to accomplish something and we get defeated and we decide that we're going to continue even though we get defeated on in that journey. A lot of times that moment when we make the decision to keep moving forward, once we get to the point that we've conquered that hurdle, we're able to look back and see just how powerful we really are as a person and how we can accomplish things that we may think that we were not going to be able to accomplish back when we started the process, right? I think one of the biggest defeats when it comes to doing new things or starting new journeys is not believing in ourselves to keep moving forward. Not believing in ourselves enough to even be brave enough to start that journey or to start that process of whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish or do. And sometimes we don't believe in ourselves enough to realize that we can endure the hard things. We can do things that are hard and we can conquer those things. So when we have the thought to do something that may be hard, I feel like a lot of times we just don't believe in ourselves enough to say, yes, I can accomplish this. We're so fearful of failing or being defeated that we don't pursue it at all because we don't know how well we're going to do or if we're going to be successful or if we're going to be able to keep up with whatever we're trying to do and make something of it. A lot of times when we are in a moment where we don't believe in ourselves and it's hard to keep moving forward when things get hard, those are the moments that are vital in order for us to keep gas in our tanks, right? When we're trying to accomplish our goals, those are the vital moments because, like I said before, when we're faced with things that are so hard for us to do, or when we push ourselves to do things that we didn't think we could do, once we realize that we're able to do it, or once we reach the top of that mountain, whatever that mountain is that we're trying to climb, and we come to the realization that we had the power to do it, and for however we got to that point, we're figuratively putting gas in our tanks. We're picking up momentum, you know what I mean? When you decide to do something and you realize that you can do it even though you didn't think you could, what does that do? That, for me, that gives me more motivation, right? That gives me more gas. That gives me more ump. That gives me more push. That gives me more want to keep going forward, keep moving forward and doing whatever it is that I'm trying to accomplish. That's one of the reasons why it's vital. It's very important to break our problems down into smaller issues or goals. Like, for example, for myself, when I have a task ahead of me, and it's a big task, me thinking about that task, that goal, that thing that I'm trying to accomplish that is massive, whatever that thing is. It could be, I don't know, trying to clean out my house, clean out the garage, clean out that big old closet, anything like that. When I think about that goal as a whole, it's stressful, right? It becomes overwhelming, and you start to have all these negative feelings about it because it's stressful and you don't want to have to face that thing, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. But what I've learned is when I am faced with something like that, I think the biggest thing I could think, one of the things I could think of that just stress me out is when I decide that I have to get up and clean like my whole house. My whole house is dirty because we've been ignoring the house for however long, and it just becomes this mess. And so I get really stressed out because that's number one, that's not something I want to do. And then number two, it's just a task that is massive to me. You know, it's a big task to get my house to the point that I want to get it to. And one of the things that I do before I start cleaning my house is I come up with a plan. I come up with a plan of what room I'm going to start in first, what section of my room I'm going to start in, if it's my room, if it's the living room, if it's the kitchen, especially when I'm doing like spring cleaning and I'm trying to throw stuff out, especially going through like the kids' old clothes and getting rid of things. In order for me to even accomplish any of it, the first thing I have to tell myself is, okay, what room am I going to start in? What part of that goal am I going to make the first step? And then I will, you know, break it down by room or by section of that room or whatever it is that I'm trying to do in order for me to not be as stressed out about the bigger picture. In order for me to not feel like I've got to accomplish this massive task that sometimes I feel like I don't have time for or I'm not going to have enough time to do, breaking it down into something smaller makes such a huge difference. And I think that it is vital for us. It's important for us to do that when we are trying to accomplish something. When we decide that we're going to accomplish something and we know it's this massive goal or this big goal or this goal that stresses us out, or we don't know where to start, how to get there, what to do, the best thing to do is break everything down, break that big problem down into a smaller, more attainable problem, right? Because if we do that, then the probability of us moving forward towards whatever that goal is going to be a lot higher, as opposed to us sitting and thinking about everything that we have to do in order to reach the final goal. Think about like climbing a ladder. When you're on a ladder and you're trying to get to the top of whatever it is you're trying to get to the top of, each step is going to get you to the next point of that ladder. And so essentially, in order for us to climb this ladder, whatever this ladder is, this goal, this thing we're trying to reach, we have to first create the ladder, right? We have to first decide what the first step is. And then when we get to that first step, we have to decide what the next step is and keep moving forward until we get to the point that we want to get to, instead of focusing on the problem as a whole. When we do that, each step that we're taking is a step towards that success. It's a step towards that goal. It's a step towards coming into our knowledge and our power and our greatness, essentially, and realizing how powerful we are and what we can accomplish. We're able to see our power more and our capabilities are revealed to us. This helps prepare us along the way. And like I said, think about a task you've been trying to accomplish. Think about a goal you set maybe at the beginning of the year when the new year came. You know, this is going to be the last week of this year. Think about a goal that you set back in January of this year. And for some of you who may have accomplished it, how did you get to that point? And for some of you that haven't accomplished it, why did you stop? Was it because it was so overwhelming for you that you decided that you didn't want to do it, or whatever the reason is? But did you break that thing down into smaller goals and take it a step at a time? Or were you discouraged because things didn't go your way and it kind of hindered you from that process? You know, whatever it is. And for those of you that, you know, had intentions on starting it in January, I mean, how many of us have done that? We say we're going to start a goal in January, and then January 30th comes and we've totally forgotten about that goal. It's human nature to feel that way. And a lot of us do it. But what we have to learn every time we decide, okay, this is a goal that I'm going to set with the new year coming in. I know a lot of people set New Year's resolutions. And maybe you set one last year and you're bummed out because you didn't accomplish it. And now you're going into this new year and decide to set it again. How are you going to break that goal down to keep you moving forward? What are you going to decide to do different than you did at the beginning of the year to allow you to keep moving forward? Because a lot of times, and I've always said this, I say this a lot and I've heard it a lot, it is not about your destination, kings and queens. It's not. It is about your journey. It's about how you get there. How you get there is just as important as getting there. And so when we decide that we're going to do something moving forward, we have to realize that, yeah, we're going to have bumps, we're going to have bruises, we're going to be defeated at times and maybe not even start the process for weeks on end. That's fine. It's absolutely fine. We've all had those thoughts. We've all had those feelings. And the goal, the ultimate thing about all of it should be for you to remember that, number one, going into this new year, this is the last minisode of this year. Last week was my last episode. This is the last minisode of this year. And this is kind of why I wanted to do this topic, because a lot of us get discouraged. We set out, especially at the beginning of the year, we decide this is what we're going to change. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to eat. This is how we're going to live. These are the goals we're going to set. I'm going to start going to college. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we say all these things. And some of us accomplish them. Some of us do. Some of us don't even start it. Some of us start it and fall out halfway through the race, but we have to sit and think about why. Why? It's really not about accomplishing that. We have to really sit down and think, why did I decide to stop doing this? Why did I not pursue this? Why did I, you know, essentially give up on this and quit on this? Because if we sit down and we realize it, like I said in one of the other episodes I just did a couple weeks back, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So if you decide that come this next week, when the new year rings in, that you're going to have a new year's resolution, that is fine. That is fine if that's what you want to do. And if you decide to do that, think back on all the times you've done it and what stopped you and what kept you from reaching that goal. Maybe it's because you bite off a little bit more than you can chew and you need to really just sit down and think, how can I get to this point? Make a plan, write a plan out, do whatever it is you got to do. But what you should never do is quit. You should never quit. So going into the new year, whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, don't quit. No matter how many bumps, no matter how many bruises, no matter how many hurdles you hit along the way, do not quit, kings and queens. Keep moving forward. Keep taking those steps. Keep coming into your greatness, into your power, into accomplishing anything that you want to accomplish in life. Keep doing the work, and I promise you it will pay off in the end. And I promise you, you will see the power you have within you, and you will take that power and keep moving forward and doing the things that you want to do in life. So, until our next episode, kings and queens, keep growing, keep loving, and living your sage way.